If I could figure out what makes each species of music complete, what are all the individual genes in the pop species, in the jazz species, in the classical species, then we'd be able to create a sort of an imprint of each individual recording and then have that place in this database alongside other similar or not so similar songs. And so each genome, the pop genome, for example, has almost 300 genes in it, broken down along the parameters of melody, harmony, rhythm, form, instrumentation, sonority, text, all these things individually quantized for each aspect of the music to be codified. And that allows you to make connections so that all the songs off the same album by Miles Davis or Eric Clapton or whatever may have a relatively similar genomic imprint, same timbre of the voice, same instrumentation largely, same sort of approach to lyrics, but also connections with artists that are not necessarily so similar because of a similar timbre in the voice or similar approach to playing the guitar or approach to rhythm or approach to harmony.